Welcome to All About Redecorating. My name is Jan Girard. I'm an interior decorator, and my company is also called All About Redecorating Interiors. Every Sunday at 5 p.m., I'll be sharing a variety of ideas for decorating your home, keeping you informed on the newest trends in the industry, and new products and services to enjoy your home even more. I've been involved with a variety of projects over the years, be it residential or commercial, but one comes to mind that was quite a challenge, and I thought you'd like to hear about it. To set the story, I had helped this couple in East Greenwich in decorating their home. But when everything was said and done, the husband said he bought an office building in East Providence and wanted me to take a look at it. Of course, I was dying to see what this was all about. But then he said, Jan, he said it needed, quote unquote, a lot of work. I said, Well, let me tell you, I got to the building, and I felt I was brought back in time, let's say to the 1970s. And I have to say, I was waiting to see someone come out in a leisure suit any minute. That's how dated it was. But to give you the word pictures, because I know we're on the radio, this was a two-story stucco building with two front and back foyers and two huge story windows. I mean, these were 20-foot windows, both front and back. It had such potential. And you had to kind of see beyond all the things going wrong with it. And just to give you more info, there were balconies looking down into both foyers. The tile was very dated. All the trim, doors, stairs were painted, guess what? Aqua blue. The stairs were the metal type that were very open, both front and back, and the carpeting was wrapped around each stair, and it was in shreds. Now, of course, the same carpeting was in the body of the building, but that was in bad condition. And the wallpapering that was done was peeling and it was dirty, so I think you're getting the picture here that it wasn't in great shape. But again, you had to look beyond. My job coming in was to come up with a concept to bring the building, the interior part, into the 21st century. But I didn't want to do the typical offices you see, the safe situations that go on. And because of the big windows, I wanted to bring the outside in and create a more sleek, oriental Zen feel to the spaces. So I went on my way and picked out some wallpaper that looked like grass cloth and had a warm beige tone. And then I decided to paint the trim, stairs, balusters, a high gloss black. Now you have to realize that I'm trying to create more of this Zen feel. So this is where I was kind of leading into this look. And I brought in a faux painter, Sue Whitney, here in Middletown, to paint the doors to look like a mahogany finish. Now you have to realize there were 35 doors that she had to paint. And the reason why we went in this direction is that we analyzed that in order to replace the doors, it would have been way too expensive. So the faux painting was a great option. I'm telling you, once everything was done, you couldn't tell the difference and it looked just like wood. And no one could believe it was faux painted. So she did a fabulous job, and it looked like it was, again, the real wood. Now, going further into the details as far as lighting. There was recessed lighting both front and back, but it needed additional layers of light to make it more inviting. So I added some wrought iron chandeliers with the pillar candle-style lights and complementary wall sconces. And then this created a nice warm atmosphere because they had a yellow tone to the actual globes. We added very exotic, dramatic artwork. The furniture had black accents, so everything was starting to tie together. But wait, what about the flooring? Can't forget the flooring, because that is the foundation of what we're trying to create here. Earlier in the show, when I mentioned my concept about bringing the outside in, when I looked outside, there was a low stone wall near the building. Had great tones to it, and I wanted to continue that look and bring those tones and textures inside. And I wanted a type of tile to replicate the stone wall and carpeting to complement that too. But while putting the plan together and trying to find the flooring, I mean, there was so much to get done here, I decided to stop by Allied Flooring in Tiverton to check out what they had to offer. And I knew they had a great reputation for doing good quality work. Let me tell you, I was surprised when I went through and saw the depth of all the products they showcased. But what impressed me even more was meeting Ray, the owner of Allied Flooring. I got such an education on the different products he showed me, and I was amazed at the attention to every detail. And I thank God he was there that day because it was just fabulous for what I was learning. But you know, it's all about the details when you're putting a project like this together and making an educated decision. So I thought while doing my radio show, I thought if anyone is building or changing any surface in their home or office, I should share my experience with the audience. So I decided to have Ray Caron from Allied Flooring on my show this week. Welcome, Ray, and I'm so pleased to have you on my show. And I have to say, the office building came out beautifully, and my client was very pleased. Even the tenants loved it because I saw many smiling faces when they were seeing all the changes happening week after week after week, which I remember you seeing. And even the glazed porcelain tile I picked out for the foyers and the carpeting worked perfectly. So again, it was just a great job, a great job. So welcome, Ray.
Thank you very much for inviting me, and I do remember that building well.
Yeah, and you know, it's interesting because I did forget to mention to you that the owner loved it so much because a few months later, do you know, the building sold? And I think there was so much buzz about the difference and how unique the building was, both interior and exterior. And so I guess this whole thing was really staging it to sell, unbeknownst to me. So, you know, it would never have sold in the condition it was in. I mean, it was a mess.
It was quite beautiful when finished.
Yeah. So, Ray, again, welcome. And we have lots to share with the audience. And I really want to get into some questions that I have because I think you have such a wealth of knowledge. And I really want my listeners, my clients, whomever, to really get a sense of what you're all about. So I know I mentioned you're in Tiverton.
Correct.
But where are you located in Tiverton?
Well, we're located on 325 Main Road in Tiverton. We've been there since 1962. The business was actually started in 1952. And
Now, you're not that old.
I'm not that old, and I purchased the business in 1989.
Wow. What area do you cover first? Because that's important, too.
Well, of course, Tiverton, Little Compton, Westport, Westport Harbor, South Dartmouth, and, of course, the Quinnick Island.
Yeah.
A little bit of the Kingston area, Exeter, et cetera.
Well, I think, too, if there's a big enough situation, big enough job, and it's something that is intriguing to you that you would take a look at in maybe the hour, hour and a half radius type of thing.
Correct, yes. Big or small, we're not fussy. It's all welcome work.
How did you decide to get into the business? You know how people go to school for something and you end up doing something totally different?
Yeah, that was the case with me, something totally different. The family was actually in the business to different degrees. You know, my father had done it with my grandfather. My grandfather had been in the business. And my brother was in it, and he convinced me at one point to come to work with him, and I did, and after that, things evolved to the point where eventually I ended up with a store and with employees, et cetera, et cetera.
So. Well, I love when I hear the histories because sometimes there are businesses that were started with the great-grandfather, grandfather, and so forth, but then sometimes you don't see that anymore, where you don't have the family and how it just continues on. Is the son going to take it over and so forth?
And the business wasn't my grandfather's business or my father's business, but, you know, my grandmother's brother had a store, my uncle had a store, so we were all tried it at some point in our life, and, you know, eventually it. I ended up in the flooring business as well.
Well, I have to tell you, when I've been working with you and asking you certain things, I never expected all the information you gave me. I feel that I'm learning so much because, as I said earlier, it's a big commitment, and you need to make an educated decision on something. And sometimes you don't want people to make mistakes and buy the wrong stuff, you know?
Correct. And flaws are things when people, you know, do make an investment in the floor. It's what it is. It's an investment. It's something that's there typically long term. So you're better off trying to educate someone as to what it is that they would need so that their satisfaction levels are reached, you know?
That's the key, because it's how do you differentiate and making sure that you are really letting people know that they know what they're buying as much and as best as you can. You know, when someone says people are full service, quote unquote, what does that mean? So you can share that with the audience,
well,
as far
for
as your
us,
business.
Yeah, for us, I mean, what we term full service is basically we have a wide variety of flooring available. We do everything from marble and granite countertops to carpet to ceramic tile, stone tile, sheet vinyl, area rugs, custom area rugs. There's almost nothing in the flooring end of things that we don't do. We'll do anything from, you know, your standard atypical job to custom work, and we do a considerable amount of custom work these days.
I think also, even referring to full service, sometimes people will just sell product. And, correct, you know, you lose the continuity, I think, sometimes when you're choosing someone, buying a product, okay, now who's installing, to have someone kind of under the umbrella of being involved with the job.
Correct. And that's one of the things we specialize in. Yes, we do service all the work, or should I say more professionally install everything that we do, if required or wanted by the customer. We will also sell to a customer who wants to do it themselves, and we will guide them through that those stages that they need to do.
Excellent. I want to paint a scenario here.
Okay.
Because I'm going by my experience, but let's say a customer comes into your store. What's the step-by-step process you've seen as things are going forward? Because they're looking, obviously, for a particular product.
Correct. Obviously, they're coming in looking for something. They have something in mind. What we try to do is ask a number of questions to try to determine if they truly do, if the product that they want is truly what they need. And if that is the case, then we'll try to educate them as to the pluses, the minuses, the benefits, you know, the care, the maintenance, what is going to be required of us to install it, or them to prepare for us to install it, or what we need to do to have them prepare the floor for themselves to take care of.
I think when you're walking through and someone is, again, you have such a depth of product, and I think when they're going through and looking at all the different varieties, the more you can hone in so they don't get sensory overload, has to be a huge, huge situation. One thing, because I know we have to go to break already, I do want to get into some other questions, because I know one thing I was very impressed with is you have a library where you have a lot of your products on display and information that people can look into to find out the array of what you have to offer. But we're going to take a quick break. And if you're just tuned in, you're listening to All About Redecorating, and my name is Jan Girard. You can reach me at 401-849-1668. My website is allaboutredecorating.com. My special guest this week is Ray Garone from Allied Flooring, and you can reach him at 401-624-4477. And when we come back, we'll be talking about more products from Allied Flooring. Welcome back, and if you've just tuned in again, this is All About Redecorating, and my name is Jan Girard. You can reach me at 401-849-1668. My website is allaboutredecorating.com. My guest this week is Ray from Allied Flooring, and before we went to break, we were talking about someone coming in and going through the process as far as looking for whatever they're needing. And you were mentioning about the educating the particular customer, and I was talking about the library of products that you can look at. Now, once someone sees things they've liked, and they sometimes people need to see it at home. Can people take out samples?
Correct, yes. We highly recommend that they do take samples home because, of course, lighting has an effect on what the finished sample is going to look like or the finished floor is going to look like, so it's a good idea that they do that.
I think once they're seeing it in their environment, because I've seen sometimes fluorescent lighting, you know the whole story.
Correct.
They need to see, it's just like if they're choosing color, anything needs to be seen in their environment. So they've picked out what they like, and now then do you go to the home and then take a look at everything that's going on, what they
correct
need to do?
We welcome people to take samples. If they're going to take samples, we highly recommend if they're interested in having us set an appointment, we'll go out there at no charge. We'll actually physically measure the area, take a look at all the existing conditions, try to make an assessment of what would need to be done to prepare their floor for their new floor covering, and then from there we'll do an estimate and continue
get the
ball process.
Rolling.
Continue the process from there.
I think one thing I know I talked to you about a while back is that obviously with the internet, people are going online and looking at all the different products. And sometimes for me, there's nothing is like anything. What you see on the internet is just not the same as you could see physically in front of you. In people selecting online, do you think there's a problem doing that?
Yeah, they can run into some problems. We've had a number of people who have come in who have tried to purchase things online, and they don't necessarily always see all of the cost associated with doing something like that there. The price may look like it's different than from what we might sell it for, but the things they don't take into consideration oftentimes are the freight that they incur to have things shipped. When there's breakage, if they receive something, who do they go to? So there's a lot of potential repercussions, and it's a good place to go, but you have to be aware of the potential complications you could run into.
I can just imagine somebody ordering product, and it's just, they're all kind of to themselves as far as, well, who is the expert that I can go to? Well, if they wanted to have an expert, they should have gone to someone like you to oversee it and have control, because if there's any damage, that's something that you would be working with, on, especially with the shipping and so forth.
Yeah,
and
these are all steps that we try to take care of prior to them actually accepting the material. So this way here, we deal with it so that they don't have to. And it occurs on their, on our end, you know, all the time. So I can only imagine what it could be when they're not used to handling something like that.
I remember distinctly with this office building, and we were talking about, we all think a floor is level. And you were educating me on, okay, here's what's happened. We need to level this off, because once you pull things up, you have no idea what's underneath.
Correct.
And that's got to be what you experience all the time.
All the time. And these are things that we try to do, all of the steps when we actually assess a project, to make sure that we, you know, forewarn a customer what to expect, what, you know, we will probably have to do in the event that things don't just happen, you know, straightforward. If you do rip out something and something is not, it's unable to be seen from the surface, then, you know, of course, those are all things that need to be corrected, which we can do. So that's not a...
Well, even if you get, you know, the cracks over time, something
correct.
Can, if there's some kind of a bowing on the floor, and that could be 6 months later and say, oh, my God.
Sure.
And that's if someone doesn't pick that up. I wanted just to get kind of an overview of some of the products that you offer at Allied Flooring. I know when we're talking about flooring, but it's really any surface, but even dealing with some of the hardwood flooring, and maybe you can kind of share a little bit of the pre-finished, unfinished, just to educate the audience.
Yeah, we have both pre-finished and unfinished floors, of course. And, you know, with the pre-finished floors today, I mean, there are a number of different manufacturers. We do a lot with one manufacturer called Mirage. I think it's probably one of the best manufactured solid pre-finished and also engineered pre-finished hardwood floors in the industry. You get finishes today that the bulk of them have either some type of nanotechnology or aluminum oxide enhancement. They have a great degree of resilience. They're giving you 25-year warranties that you won't walk through these urethanes today. So, I mean, you have a lot of nice benefits with pre-finished floors that you probably will not find with something that's unfinished. And they're great in the renovation end of things, because you can have your floor installed today and walk on it tonight.
It sounds like a commercial.
Yeah, basically, yeah.
You know, I'm seeing a lot of interest. In the old days, people wouldn't even go to, or very rarely go to, laminate or vinyl flooring. But, boy, that has absolutely exploded as far as the choices and just the whole industry.
Yeah, it's overwhelming. I mean, even for me, who deals with it day in and day out, the number of products that are available to consumers today, again, going into the sheet vinyl end of things, I mean, the patterns that they have are so real today. And again, they too have been able to incorporate these aluminum oxide enhanced urethanes, which give the surfaces on these vinyl floors an amazing degree of wearability that you didn't have even 6-7 years ago. And, you know, it's a laminate floors as well. I mean, laminates are relatively new to the industry here in the U.S., but again, floors that are extremely, extremely resilient and have a degree of realism that's even unimaginable to me, who happens to deal with it every day.
Well, it's from a distance, you can't even tell sometimes. And that's what I think is, when depending on the room and what their needs are, many more choices, which is great for the consumer. They get what they want. I'm hearing more and more people, of course, being concerned with the environment. I'm sure you get it all the time, too. Are there any green products that you're working with right now?
Yeah, there are a number of green products. You know, we do a considerable amount with cork. And cork is a very unique product, which a lot of people, I'm sure, are still unaware of. And cork today is not like the cork board cork that we're familiar with years ago. Today you can get cork in a variety of different styles, a multitude of sizes, and it's even available stained a number of different colors. I think the one manufacturer we sell quite a bit of, I think, has 65 different colors that you can actually stain cork. Cork can be installed in a number of different ways. You can glue it to the surface, and or today they even have it available in a free-floating style.
Oh, really? Free? That's interesting.
Correct, yes, and it's just, you know, atypical of what they do in the laminate industry. They also do that with other floor coverings now as well.
The thing with cork, and we were talking earlier before the show came on, as far as it's been around a long, long time, but like things, the ebbs and flows of things changing, and it's really hot now, and even we were talking about leather.
Correct.
Which is amazing. It's fabulous.
And
soft on the feet and whatnot.
We have a beautiful line of recycled leather from Ecodomo, and, you know, again, we've put that in a number of different areas. I've just completed a beautiful mudroom with it, believe it or not. Yes, it requires a different degree of care and maintenance, but, again, leather has been in existence for a long time, and there's floors that are actually centuries old that are still in existence in leather, so it's an option.
What about for walls? Would you...
You can certainly use it for walls, and, you know, again, and it's a you can get that leather in a number of different sizes as well as colors and textures. So, I mean, there's a lot of things that you can do with leather.
And my mind is spinning here thinking about all the applications, walls, ceilings, floors, whatever. But, hey, I mean, anything's possible.
Anything's possible, absolutely.
Wow. Dealing more with the, I know bamboo has become, the last few years is going crazy.
Absolutely, and we do a considerable amount with bamboo, and again, it's become more and more available in a number of different sizes, and again, it's available in a lot of different colors now, where, you know, it used to be you had the natural color and a carbonized color. Now you can see them coming through stained a multitude of colors and shades, and, you know, you also have the ability with bamboo to get in a couple of different grains. You can get it the regular vertical grain and or the horizontal grain, so you can have two different looks with the same type of bamboo.
Well, that's interesting. So you can create a pattern if you wanted to.
If you wanted to, yes.
See, I think it's like anything. When bamboo came into the forefront, they probably were waiting to see the demand.
Correct.
Then it creates more, okay, let's introduce more colors or stains, whatever it may be.
Correct.
And like any product, that probably is the evolution of how something comes together. Getting into even carpeting and dealing with the green products, you're doing a lot with sisal?
Yeah, we have some beautiful lines of the sisals, the seagrasses, some of the other jute products, etc., you know, the wools. A lot of neat products that we've got that are going to be introduced shortly. I've got a beautiful line of carpet coming in from Merida, which... amazed me, and the availability also of the edge treatments for them. They're quite numerous, and they should make it real design friendly.
So this is borders, adding
borders. Correct. Yep, correct.
Excellent. When you're when we're talking about carpeting here, I know you do wall-to-wall area rugs, runners, and so forth. But you mentioned to me a while back that there's a product that you have you can actually have custom color.
Yeah, there are actually a number of different lines through the manufacturers we deal with today which have custom color capabilities. So if someone would prefer to have a specific color that they can't find in any style or a particular style carpet, we can certainly have that done with relative ease.
I'm thinking when I'm with people and they are dead set on a particular color, and having something that maybe we're pulling a tone from the fabric in the sofa or whatever, this is fabulous, the fact that you can have now the custom tones put in.
Yeah, it opens up a lot of avenues for people because it's not as restricted. You're not as limited to your selections as you would ordinarily be.
And no one wants to hear, no, we can't do it.
Today, the amazing thing is just about everything is possible.
I know we're just got about a minute or so left, and I know you breezed over the fact of the other products, be it for countertops and vanities, ceramic tiles. Maybe you can just quickly mention, because that's a whole other animal for you.
It's a whole other animal. I mean, we do our own fabrication of marble and granite countertops, and we also do a considerable number of the quartz products. We have the Caesar stone, which is one of the man-made stones, and also we're now a certified dealer for the Zodiac product by DuPont as well. And it's a huge growth area. There's a tremendous amount of interest in it, and it's been a real nice product to be able to offer.
Well, even when I've been in your store, even looking at the variety of designs, I mean, the depth of product you have is fabulous. And even slate's a great product to work with. I even did a kitchen that had slate flooring. again, to kind of bring the outside in type of thing. And it's fabulous. People don't think of that sometimes. But I think we're getting near the end here. Can you believe this? We have, and again, anybody can stop by and meet with Ray. You can call him, stop by. You really need to see all the products. But it's not just that. It's the customer service. And if you're unsure about what to do, make the right decision. And again, it's Ray was my guest today from Allied Flooring. And you can reach him at 624-4477 in Tiverton. And again, this is Jan Gerard, All About Redecorating is the name of the show. You can reach me at 401-849-1668. My website is allaboutredecorating.com. And I really appreciate you listening this week. And until next Sunday at 5, happy redecorating.
Thank you very much.